Sure. I'm speaking on behalf of Stop Killer Robots, a global coalition of over 250 civil society organizations across 70 countries with a shared commitment to achieving international law prohibiting and regulating autonomous weapon systems. At this meeting taking place, we implore states to remember that the CCW is not taking place in a vacuum. The protection of civilians, the reinforcement of multilateralism, and international humanitarian law are needed now more than ever. In an increasingly fractured world, states have an opportunity to play a positive role by taking tangible steps towards the creation of essential safeguards on autonomous weapons. These steps must be taken urgently and decisively. The lack of clarity around the capabilities of weapons systems and their autonomous functions, and the trend towards increasing autonomy in warfare, including in current conflicts, highlight why new international law on autonomy in weapons system is desperately needed. States must act to ensure meaningful human control over the use of force, to reject digital dehumanization, and prevent the automation of killing. This is the first meeting of the CCW since the pivotal vote of the UN General Assembly last year, where resounding support for the first resolution on autonomous weapons demonstrated widespread desire from states to make progress towards new international law. States must embrace all-inclusive processes to foster multilateralism and to promote engagement among states and other stakeholders, and we strongly encourage all states to submit their views to be included in the report of the UN Secretary General later this year. Here at the GGE, substantive decisions over the last decade have contributed to shared policy understandings, in particular on the need for both prohibitions and regulations, and the key elements required for maintaining meaningful human control. Chair, we see increasing agreement on the characterization of autonomous weapon systems as those that select and apply force to targets without human intervention. The primary concern is the autonomous identification and application of force to a target without human control and judgment over the effects of an attack, such that a human operator does not determine specifically where, when, or against what force is applied. Target selection and engagement are critical functions which should remain within meaningful human control. Meaningful human control is necessary to ensure that states meet existing legal and moral obligations and to ensure that accountability and responsibility in the use of force is maintained. The path ahead is clear: to prevent digital dehumanization and a reckless slide towards the automation of killing. The international community must come together to strengthen international law and achieve a legally binding instrument on autonomous weapon systems to ensure meaningful human control in the use of force. Stop Killer Robots stands ready and willing to support all states in this effort. Our coalition is united and unwavering in this goal, and we will not cease pushing for this outcome using all forums that are available to make real progress on this issue. Thank you.